Welcome to this special CME program on diagnosis and management of tumor lysis syndrome, or TLS, and clinical oncology. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. William Weirda from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
The first case is a 28-year-old with a newly diagnosed Philadelphia chromosome positive ALL. And this patient has an elevated white count, as we expect to see in a newly diagnosed patient, a white blood cell count of 80,000, and most of those will be blasts. They're anemic and thrombocytopenic by virtue of their disease. We often see cases where patients have spontaneous tumor lysis syndrome that's ongoing when they're newly diagnosed because the disease is so proliferative. So in this case, the uric acid is elevated at 10.2, LDH is elevated at 2274. The creatinine is 1, which is within the normal range. Potassium is on the higher side of normal at 4.8, phosphorus is elevated at 5.3, and the calcium is 8.3. So this patient is getting his diagnosis and is about to start treatment with induction chemotherapy with hypercevad and dasatinib, which is our standard first-line therapy, which is a standard first-line therapy for Philadelphia chromosome positive ALL.